name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I like to do a commentary on day 85. And this is the passage from Luke chapter 6, 35, 36. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Luke 6, 35 and 36. Right now, on the Bible study meetings, we are in Exodus, and we're reading through the book of Exodus, and I think about Moses and how Moses has been called by God to lead the people, his chosen people, out of slavery and to help them become a nation for the Lord. And whenever the people are frustrated and they need somebody to pick on, they usually target Moses, and they are quick with their tongue to get on his case and to be on his case and to make it very, very hard for him. And that is a reminder to me that life is not going to always be, you know, nice and rosy. That sometimes it's going to be hard, but as it says in this prayer at the bottom, it says, I pray to remember that I am your child, called to be set apart for kingdom work. Convict me when I am letting the hardness of a challenge threaten to discourage me. I was thinking, well, there's a lot of things going through my mind. One is I love music sometimes for really pulling me back to truth. In a way that it can just liven my heart. And I was listening to Yolanda Adams. I have Spotify on my phone. I'm so grateful because I can find old albums that I used to have, and I could just pull them up and play it on my phone. And it's one that she sings called It's Gonna Be Nice. It's Gonna Be Nice. It's going to be nice, the lyrics say. Whatever's in store for me, it's going to be nice. It's crazy right now, Lord, but that's when you shine. I can't stop shouting, knowing it's going to be nice. And then the chorus says, you never promised me that my days would be problem-free, but you did promise to always take care of me. Right now, it seems that my troubles will never end. I know you promised to be my closest friend, and it's going to be nice. And I love those. I love that remembrance over and over again, because I never know when I will weave back into a period of testing, because that's what the hard times are. The hard times are times that God has allowed to be in my life in order to make me better. To put to the test, or to put for me to realize how much do I really know and how much do I still need to learn. For some reason, I was thinking, and I've shared about this test, and, when I was a fairly new Christian, I had lived in Texas before, and then we moved away and to New York City. And lots of things happened, you know, in that move. And one of the things, I got abstinent, and I also had the Lord just bless me in my career, in that He allowed me to actually write a math book that got, you know, with a major publisher and XYZ. It was a lot, you know, this was a good thing that happened to me. Then talking about the downs, and I had a child who just went off the deep end while we were living in New York. And I remember praying, and the Lord actually opened up what seemed like to me a way out of the city. And it meant moving back to Texas for us. And that was hard, too, because my husband had never, although I had moved a lot for his job, he had never left a job for me. And he was in a fairly good job, and he did not want to move. So it was a lot of tension and stuff like that. But eventually we did move, and I realized that God needed me to be in a place where I was in the Bible Belt, and I pretty much learned. That was actually my first time being in a Bible teaching church when I moved there. And I first time involved in real Bible study, because I came to know Jesus in 1991 when we were living in New York City. So I was for the first time in a Bible teaching church. But the job that I took was in a church, it was in a church school that was a liberal church. And so I was really an anomaly to them. It was like they knew me before because I used to be a teacher for them, but they didn't know me after I became born again. See, they knew me before when I used to teach for them and I didn't know Jesus, and then I came back. They hired me because of all of the things that was happening with my career and what they needed for their school. And I was a fairly, I was a good teacher. That was the talent that God had given to me with the math. But I went back and I was a born-again believer, and oh my word, it didn't take long for them to realize, oh my goodness, she's not the same one that she used to be. Before, and there were some people on the board that were making life so hard for me. And I remember sometimes just crying. It was so hard. And I didn't understand. I didn't know. I wasn't, actually, I hadn't been a Christian that long. So I went back. It was like 1995 when we went back. So it was 4 years, you know, after I had gone there. And there's all of these things were happening, and eventually they asked me to resign. And I have my family, we had moved here, my kids, I just didn't know what to do. But I can tell you that was one of the biggest tests that I had for my abstinence. And I can still remember this because it was one woman who had known me before, and she still hasn't come to know Jesus yet. But she is where her eyes are open, and she, you know, I still sponsor her. I've sponsored her for many, many years now. And, but she told me, she said, I thought for sure, she says, you were going to lose your abstinence. I said, she says, because I couldn't take it. I know I wouldn't be able to take what you were going through. But I'm telling you, the Lord just suited up and showed up for me. It was a very, very hard time for me, very, very hard. But God made it very clear to me that he had this and I did not need to eat over it, and I could get into the Word more and more. I was already doing Bible immersion. I was already reading through the Bible. By God's grace, he was doing that for me. And I thank God, because 1995 is when they asked me to step down. I was the head of their school, and they asked me to. I had never, it was just unbelievable what I went through. But then 4 years later, this is when this ministry really started, in 1999. And so I just realized that God is such an amazing God. And in terms of this topic, you know, loving the unlovable, I did not take revenge on that school. I did not, and many opportunities came up later because I was still in the community there. And I would meet up with these people at times, people from the board, and not get into evilness and bitterness and rage. Those were my old ways of when I did not know the Lord. And I'm very, very grateful. I see flesh. I know what flesh looks like. Please, I have enough of it myself. I'm just grateful that I am no longer controlled by my flesh. I'm controlled by the Spirit that lives in me. And I don't have to fight fire with fire. I don't even have to run into the food when people are just terrible. They're just being in their flesh. I don't have to let the devil win, because that's what I always say, that when people are in their flesh and then I start fighting fire with fire, devil wins. I say, devil gets a little mark on his side. He did it. That's what he was after. He was trying to make somebody be despicable so that everybody else can hate them and be hateful toward them, and then they would get into their flesh, and it's a big ball of smoke while, you know, we're tearing each other's eyes out and he's sitting on the sideline doing his nails. So I don't want to play his games today. And I realize that it's only the Spirit in me. And when I find it very, very hard to be loving and giving and merciful toward another person, then that means that I need to have some more intense alone time with the Lord in His Word. He never fails to bring me back to the understanding of who I am. I'm Pat, and I am deeply loved and highly favored by the Lord. I feel like what John says. John says he was the disciple that Jesus loved. I said amen and amen to that. I pray never to forget that.